A giant robotic baby, Denmark's Little Mermaid, the Kung Fu monks from the famous Shaolin Temple are among the attractions at Shanghai's World Expo, which opened this weekend. The modern-day World's Fair is the most expensive expo ever, clocking in at an estimated $58 billion, double the cost of Beijing's Olympics. NPR Shanghai correspondent Louisa Lim joins us. Louisa, how's the first weekend gone?
Well, the first weekend has been characterized by huge crowds. There were reports of 25,000 people queuing at one entrance, and some of the more popular pavilions had enormous queues. We heard 7,600 people were queuing for the Swiss Pavilion at any one time. That's particularly popular because it has a chairlift, like skiers use, on top. So there have been some complaints. Yesterday, one blogger wrote that the expo was a test of patience and physical strength, and really visitors should have undergone military training to build up their strengths of reserve to get them through the day.
China has spent an extraordinary amount of money on this project, as have the other countries who are participating. What's in it for those other countries?
Well, the cynical people might say that given China's rising importance, its massive market, countries really can't afford not to be there. Some commentators say it's almost like the ancient system of paying tribute to the emperor. And China has been talking itself of expo diplomacy. It's true that those countries that invested a lot in their pavilions and sent heads of state to the opening are seeing the benefits. One example is Kenya. The Kenyan president, Mwai Kibaki, came to the opening ceremony. And during his visit, it was announced that China would give a grant of $15 million to help develop a port and build a road and rail corridor. So there are tangible benefits, it seems, to being there.
What are people saying about the U.S. exhibit?
Well, the U.S. pavilion has had a difficult road. It almost wasn't built. America has very tight restrictions, making federal funding for expo pavilions almost impossible. So they had to raise $61 million from corporate sponsors to build the pavilion. And it was designed by Canadian, in fact, and has been compared to a suburban office park. So far, it's not among the very sort of hot pavilions. The newspapers quoted one man as saying maybe he was too old for it, but he found it very dull. And young people have complained that it's too commercial.
In the few seconds we have left, what do the locals think of this?
Well, the city's undergone extraordinary disruption. 18,000 families have been moved out and people have been mobilized to sit outside their houses, five-hour shifts sitting in the street checking for security. So there has been an extraordinary disruption to everyday life. But on the whole, Shanghai residents are firmly behind the expo. They believe that it shows China's a world-class power that it can host such a thing. As one man said to me when I visited, he said, in the words of Chairman Mao, it shows China has stood up.
NPR Shanghai correspondent Louisa Lim. Thanks, Louisa.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is NPR News.